So the chief steward did not know where the wine came from, but the servants knew. Please be seated. My name is Sean Swift, and I'm the director of the Bishop's Ranch, your retreat and conference center in Sonoma County, about an hour and a half drive away. And in a way, I'm a kind of chief steward in my job there. I'm really honored to be with you today, pleased to be here. From a lot of you coming to the ranch, I have come to admire many people in this community, including, of course, Rector Phil, who I've worked with a lot over the years. So, being a place-based person, people often don't recognize me when I'm away from the ranch, but I'm pleased to be here, and I hope you're enjoying this monsoon weekend as I am. So. The ranch was purchased by the church in 1947. It's a beautiful place with comfortable but simple rooms, great food, a really splendid new pool. Most of it is, the 360 acres is nature preserve. At its center is a really wonderful chapel where morning and evening prayer is said most days. All around it are inspiring views of folded valleys and the Mayacamas Mountains. I know a lot of you know it, but I've been there for 26 years at the ranch. My wife, Carolyn, and I raised our two children there, Kaylin and Brendan, who are now grown. Kaylin's over there, and so is Carolyn. 26 years is nothing at all in the context of the Russian River Valley. The river's been flowing in pretty much the course it is now for 3 million years. On the other hand, I was 34 when I went to the ranch, and I'm 60 now, so for me, it's quite significant, quite a long time. The ranch is a place of refreshment for all people, a refreshment of spirit, mind, and body. Individuals can refresh their inner life there. Communities can strengthen their common feeling and purpose. Families can be together there in a non-commercial environment. The chief steward did not know where the wine came from, but the servants knew. The ranch is about offering welcome. It's a simple, democratic kind of welcome where you bus your own dishes and make your own bed. Over 6,000 people come each year. Many are children, teens, and families. Kids love the openness of the ranch, and there's lots of nooks and crannies to explore. About half of the people come as part of the Episcopal Church, like the All Souls Parish Retreat and other parish retreats, and church organization retreats. But about half the people come from all kinds of nonprofit, public benefit groups, churches, or schools rather, hospitals, environmental and health groups. Art and music are important at the ranch. The ranch works really hard to be open to people from all economic backgrounds. We have a very active scholarship fund that we call the Partnership Fund, and works hard to bridge cultural backgrounds. But that's ongoing work and something the ranch can't do alone. Nature does help tremendously, though, because it belongs to everyone, and everyone knows that. We work hard to be ready for guests, but in the end, what happens is beyond our control. It's unseen. It's important that people come to stay for at least a night, or preferably longer. Living in community may be something we individualist Westerners shy away from, but it's sort of a magic ingredient, actually. an amazing part of working at the ranch is the privilege of witnessing special moments. When the look on a person's face, I can see that something's happening within them. And often they're willing to share that with me, which I'm really honored to hear. And it ends up affecting me as well and changing my outlook. And I really know that feeling. One of the reasons I am at the ranch today is because I had a similar kind of experience quite a long time ago in my life. The chief steward did not know where the wine came from, but the servants knew. My teen years, again a long time ago, were chaotic and directionless. And like a lot of teens, I think, I didn't feel like I fit in anywhere, except when I was on my own in the mountains or the woods. On the advice of an older friend, I went to work at a summer camp in the mountains, only going because I thought I'd get a chance to do more backpacking and skiing. But one day, sitting on a battered wooden step of my cabin, nearly everyone in camp walked by on the main dusty trail. Everyone greeted me joyfully and treated me as if I belonged there. They seemed to make the assumption that I was just fine the way I was, which was surprising to me. And during that experience, a really strong feeling came upon me. Time sort of stopped, and it hit me that I didn't want to be anywhere else. It hit me for the first time in my conscious life that I was where I wanted to be. The ranch overlooks the middle reach of the 110-mile-long Russian River. The middle reach is a historic section of the river that starts at the fish ladder in Healdsburg and then goes 9 miles downstream to a place called the Narrows, where the old one-lane Woller Bridge crosses over the river. Two roads outline an enormous floodplain of the middle reach, East Side Road and West Side Road. And the ranch is halfway down West Side Road, five miles from Healdsburg. And it's in the middle of the middle reach. And all that middleness kind of makes sense to me since the ranch is part of the Episcopal Church. Two small creeks run through the ranch land. And not far away, there was once a small extended family village of Southern Pomo people called Kalotkin. Since the 1850s, it's been a farming region, and it still is. Seasons are very important there. The landscape has changed radically from early times, but there is an unchanging element too. The beautiful old oaks and redwoods, the rounded forested or bald hills, the creeks coming down to the river, and the fish going up the creeks, especially in the wintertime and spring. As many of you probably know, West Side Road is famous for wineries and vineyards. It's lined by vineyards and dotted with wineries. Among people that are interested in that kind of thing, it's really famous as a place to grow Pinot Noir grapes. And a lot of really fine wine is made by our neighbors. It would have been a handy location for the wedding at Cana, except there's so much wine there, they probably wouldn't have run out. And Jesus wouldn't have been able to do the miracle. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Unfortunately, I can really relate to that moment, being a kind of chief steward. There's nothing worse than running out when you've got a big group at the ranch or any place like that. It's a panicky situation. It's the stuff of my stress dreams, my nightmares. But in a way, we're all chief stewards of ourselves, and we don't always know where our own wine comes from, where the wine comes from. Living on West Side Road, you can't help, and we've lived there for a while, and we know a lot of the neighbors well. You can't help but realize how much time and work and ingenuity and effort goes into making wine. It takes our neighbors a year to grow a crop of grapes, and then another year to ferment it, barrel it, and bottle it, age it, and begin to sell it, market it, sell it from the tasting room. It's a huge amount. It's a huge undertaking. They work really hard to make good wine, but also in the end, what happens is unseen and kind of beyond their control, even with all that effort. Jesus had the water drawn, 6 jars filled, and that was it. He didn't even have to wave a hand. I think that might be enough to make all the vintners in Sonoma County become Christians. But I'm not sure that's going to happen. But it would be good. Time is part of the shocking contrast between the miracle at Cana and the reality on West Side Road. Time. And seeing all of you today, I can't help but think about all the things you do. I know you do. For your families and your workplace and your neighborhood, your city, or the wider world. Time is one of the most precious things to us, and there's never enough. But there was a bishop in the 1940s who I think thought about that. He prepared a place for us, for our friends and family to go and find time, to take time, to make time. Bishop Carl Morgan Block purchased the ranch for you and for all of us. And there was another woman in the early 1900s, Nellie Lincoln, who founded St. Dorothy's Rest on a hillside near Camp Meeker, also in Sonoma County, that's available to us as a place to take time. There are lots of ways to go to the ranch in St. Dorothy's. Your parish weekend in the fall is one way, but there's lots of camps for, as I was saying before, for children and teens at both places, and ranch retreats of all different kinds. Take a look at the ranch's website. All that's available for you, and I just want to remind you that it's there and it's yours. We work hard to be ready for guests, but in the end, what happens is unseen. The steward doesn't know where the wine came from. It could be while walking on a trail with friends or family. It could be while singing in the chapel there. It could be alone in the woods watching a child. Like the moment I had on a wooden porch at a dusty summer camp, time can open up. Like water becoming wine, something unseen is at work. Things will look different. Someone has drawn the water, made more wine, and it is enough.